About 24 people attended Tuesday evening's hearing at Alexander High School in Douglasville. Several attendees spoke. Educators generally expressed support for the standards. Tara Campbell is the language arts content specialist for the Douglas County Schools.
The Common Core state standards are written in such a way that they invite a higher level of teaching in the classroom. Whereas under the previous Georgia performance standards, language arts teachers could get by with teaching bits and pieces of language skills in an isolated manner.
But some teachers who support the Common Core called for changes. Tanya Haynes is a math teacher at Alexander.
I think that the issue out there right now for math teachers is the alignment of it. It's not the rigor of the standard. It's not the standards that we see. It's the vagueness of the standard, that we don't know what to teach, and it's the order in which we teach it.
The Common Core includes English and math. It's in place in 43 states and Washington, D.C. The idea is to give students a common knowledge base and compare student achievement across state lines. But some, like parent Patricia Hay, don't like that.
What's good about common? Tell me what's good about common. We're all individuals, are we not? It's not good, people. Common Core is not what we need.
Each board member will hold a similar meeting in his or her district. Mary Sue Murray, who hosted this one, said once the board gathers feedback,
all of this data is going to the University of Georgia, and they're going to analyze it all for us because it is going to be a tremendous amount of data.
UGA will make recommendations, which Murray says the board will consider and then make decisions. State officials don't yet have a completion date. Martha Dalton, WAB News.